What happens now?
What happens now?
How will I cope?
How will I cope? Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer to people you know. You just want to talk to someone who knows how you feel. That's why I joined the Macmillan Online community. We know what it's like because we're living with cancer too. And whatever's on your mind, we're here to help. To join us, search Macmillan Online community.
Prince Harry spent his life living in the shadow of his mother's tragic death. But when he falls in love, he realizes it's up to him to stop history from repeating itself. In our new series, Prince Harry, Windsor of Change, we'll tell you how a prince without direction became a duke who found a family.
Listen to Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch or Crappins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to talk about. I'm Ben. That's Ronnie. We're here to resume our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap. Part one is earlier in the feed, so if you're coming in right now and you're confused, that's where it is. So go listen to that part first, then come back here if you haven't already listened to that part, and let's get on with part two.
So Kyle's like, so then Kyle comes out. She's still wiping the cream off of her chest. She's like, oh my God, that whipped cream tasted so good. My taste, it felt so good on my chest. So she's like, what's wrong? And Sun's like, I did not like that, Kyle. She goes, oh, well, you wouldn't have liked what just happened because I just got called out on stage. Oh my God, they're still bringing people up. But they looked at your empty scene. They said, thank God she's not here because we wouldn't have taken her up anyway. Oh my God.
I mean, that's fine. Lick whipped cream off you? It's silly. It's stupid. But spreading your legs wide open with a man's crotch? No. No. And Garcelle's telling us, listen, I don't know what's going on with Sutton right now. I don't see why she's so wound up about this. I mean, even for Sutton, it's extreme. Sutton was clear. Oh, and Kyle's like, yeah, she's clearly upset that Erica and Crystal were getting all the attention. And she got none.
Yeah. And Kyle starts doing a fake impersonation. She's like fake crying. She's like, no, that's very upsetting that I didn't get to dance with a naked man. So Kyle's like, are you upset that they didn't ask you to go up there because you wore pants and then you didn't even get to wear your pants to go up on the stage? Because by the way, I think it's so funny the way that Garcelle and Kyle treat their friend who is in a state of, not hysteria, but like agitation. Garcelle goes out there and just listens. She listens to Sutton. She gently pushes back, but she just listens to Sutton and lets Sutton say her piece. Kyle comes out there and is like, oh, really? Oh, you wouldn't have liked what just happened. Oh, really? This is because you wore pants, isn't it? And just, I think, shows the difference between how Kyle deals with relationships versus like someone nice and supportive like Sutton.
Well, it's like also Garcelle who's dealt with Sutton so many times and Sutton's fits and Sutton's, you know,
but Kyle's
we all have
with
that crazy
Kim.
Friend that you're just like, okay, I mean.
But the point is that like,
I feel like Kyle's like that with Kim.
Yeah, she is. Kyle throws gasoline on fires. That's what she comes out and she points fingers at you when you're crying. That's what she does.
I think this is one of Kyle's most innocent seasons. I don't even think I wrote a thing about Kyle. I was like, whatever. Kyle was fine. I was actually sad for Kyle because she got whipped cream thrown on her. I was like, poor Kyle. I know she's trying so hard.
She refused the stripper's art. Okay. The stripper was like, it's supposed to go in your mouth, not your chest. So,
so let's see. So, and also Sutton's so ridiculous. I don't care. I'm like, push her. Cause she's acting like an idiot. I want people to tell her.
Oh,
you're acting
yeah.
like a damn idiot. And those people are stripping up there, working their asses off for you. And you're ruining the show.
I mean,
with your ridiculous.
It makes for better TV, which is probably why she does it. But I feel like, I'm just saying like, it just, I decided to have like a random prosecution of Kyle and I felt good about it. And now you've taken that away
no,
from me.
No, I'm standing up for Kyle okay. today. I defend Kyle Richards. That's just who I am. It's in my nature and it's who I've always been here on this show. Watch what crappens. There's years of history to support it if anybody doesn't believe it. Pro Kyle. You go, Kyle.
Is it about the pants? She's like, Kyle, it is not about the pants. She goes, maybe a little bit. No, it has nothing to do with the stripper pants that I wore. As in, like, they're ready for strippers to put their face in it. It's nothing to do with that whatsoever.
This is not normal. I mean, we're having a great time, and all of a sudden, she's freaking out in the bathroom. She's yelling in the lobby. Actually, it is kind of normal. Hurricane Sutton is here.
Y'all can go enjoy the strip club with its slutty, desultory man and that you came to see, but I don't want to see that, okay? My brand is not that. I'm like,
are we talking about your brand right now? Really?
Sutton, your store is like three doors down from the Abbey, okay? It's more your brand than you realize.
Not to mention, your store, you're selling t-shirts that say Slutton on them.
Did you really?
So, yeah. Slutton. Because like her fans call themselves the Sluttons.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so she sells a shirt with a gay pride flag that says Slutton on it.
Don't do that. Don't, because Kyle's like, oh, we're talking about your brand right now. As far as I can see, there's not a ubiquitous hat you're wearing on every scene. And Sutton's like, don't do that. No, just enjoy the show. I'm not going to be part of this. And Garcelle's like, come on, I want to talk with you. I'm not going to be blamed. And we're not going to blame the pants. That's one thing we're not going to do. We're not going to blame the pants. I chose to wear the pants because I like pants all of a sudden. And I decided to wear them tonight for one night only. Okay.
I'm just very uncomfortable with this whole thing. Okay, sorry. Call me a prude. Call me a prude. I don't get a second date. I don't fucking care. I wear a kitty sweater on my first date. I don't care. It's who I am.
I never said I was the best mother in the world, but give me some credit for trying, okay? So, this
try the mess that I know how. Wait a minute. I know that speech.
You do? Damn it. So Kyle's like, but you don't.
Soap dish. Yeah,
soap dish reference number 453. Kyle's like,
glad you could fit that one in there, Ben. That's funny. It's been a long time since we've had a soap dish.
It's because it always works. Since
yesterday.
It always works, okay?
Well, it'll always make me happy, that's for sure.
I am on the board of American Soap Dish Theater, okay? It is my brand.
Foundation. It's the American Soap Dish Foundation.
So Kyle is like, but you don't have to be offended and just like, you know, like walk away instead of making a big scene. And Sutton's like, what did I do? I walked away. And Kyle goes, well, it was a little excessive. She's like, well, then don't follow me. I mean, Sutton does have a point here, but she definitely walked away in the style of, you have to follow me, though. She didn't say, I'll be right back. She should have said, like, I'll be right back, you know?
Right. I'll be right back. Got to use the little girl's room. Can't believe it.
Something beef buffet. Like that.
But yeah. No. Yeah, she had to make a big scene. Like, I am morally above everybody here. And so Kyle's like, yeah, that was excessive. And she says, well, don't follow me then. And Kyle's like, well, actually, I was just going to the bathroom. And then I saw you guys, which is also not true. Kyle came out. She totally found this flame.
Yes.
And she's like, then shut up. She's like, God, don't be a bitch to me, Sutton. It's just you don't say that I'm being excessive. I went to the bathroom. That's all I did.
So, of course, Kyle's not buying the story because Sutton brought like a stack of ones, you know? And she says, I've never seen such a switch of personality so fast. And I'm sisters with Kim. So Sutton's like, I excuse myself from the situation. I didn't make it a big deal. All I did was stood up and said, I am on the board of American Ballet Theater, and I do not stand for vulgarity in any sort of form whatsoever. I am calling the manager of Las Vegas.
I don't know why anyone thought I was offended. All I did was stand up and say, Sin,
you're all going to hell. Read the Bible.
Who raised you? Get a job. So Kyle's like, well, even this is a big deal, like what you're doing. And so I was like, okay, great. I'm glad you feel that way. I don't feel that way. I'm glad you are down with Sodom and Gomorrah, and I am down with purity. That's okay. We can have differences of opinion.
So Garcelle's like, oh my God, it's just entertainment. She goes, oh, great. You feel that way? I do not feel that way. She goes, and that's okay. So let's just head out to the Sprinter van, okay? The other girls can join us later. The show's almost done. She goes, yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to change my shoes because my feet are numb and I've just had it. So now Kyle, troublemaking as usual, instead of just saying, okay, I'll hang out on the Sprinter or going back into the show until it finishes, texts the group
chat. She texts Crystal, the birthday girl. The birthday girl she texts.
And is like, yeah, she's like, we have to leave. Sutton's upset.
Yeah.
Which, no, you don't have to leave.
No one said that. So, and then Kyle's like, no, I'm worried that Erica's going to be offended. I'm like, Erica won't give a shit. She, first of all, she's going to stay and watch the show. She won't care. So then, yeah. So then Crystal gets it. And she's like, guys, Crystal's like, guys, we got to go. We got to go. Something's going on. We got to go. We got to go. And of course, Erica's like, I really don't care. I'm here to see my friends and some dick. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because that could have been fun. They could have gone out and partied with the whole cast and stuff. What a shame. Yeah, they should have just let Sutton go. So then back in the van, they're still talking about this. And Sutton's like, well, all I did, like she's calmed down now. So she's like, all I did was go to the restroom. And then y'all just had to run after me and make it a big deal. And Kyle's like, well, I do think it has something to do with the pants. I think it has. You know, just trying to rev Kyle.
So I was like, God, motherfucker, I swear it doesn't have anything to do with that. And Kyle's like, but do you worry about the ballet company? And Sutton's like, no. It's about the performance integrity, okay? When you see a show called Magic Mike XXL, you're not expecting the man to put his face in a woman's vagina. What you're expecting is gentle courtship on a stage and a few pirouettes, and then you're done.
All I wanted to see from this show is one of those gentlemen ask one of those women on a second date. Is that too much to see? Is that too much to ask?
I wanted to see a grand jeté, not a grand slutté.
And did they ever mention what college degrees they had to the young ladies? I don't think so.
Those young men got to start working on some vending machines real soon.
I mean, if a stripper show wants to get me hot, here's what to do. Take off your clothes, then offer me a shawl because it's cold outside, you know? Put down your clothes in a puddle so I can walk over it to get through the front door of the Carinos. That's all I'm looking for.
So then Garcelle's like, Garcelle's like, integrity, got it. But, you know, she also said it was about her brand, too. And Kyle's like, you're such a bitch. You really are, son. And Garcelle's like, I mean, how far is this walk? How far can we walk to the hotel? And so they start to get, now Sutton's mad at Kyle. He's like, you get real low, Kyle. You're at real low.
Yeah. So Kyle's like, here we are again. You know, she, oh, wait, hold on. It doesn't matter. So Kyle's like, don't be a bitch to me now. And Garcelle's like, oh, my God, there's not enough tequila for tonight. This is all ridiculous. So they finally get to the Sprinter.
Oh, that's right. They're not even in the van yet. They're just walking.
Right. And Sutton's like, well, Kyle, I'm happy to talk to you about it. And she goes, well, I'm happy to talk to you about it, too. But first you call me bitch. And then you're accusing me of just walking into conversations. And she's like, well, I'm sorry then. She goes, okay, well, you could say that. But you could also say that she just walked right past and didn't care that I was upset. And she's like, okay, well, I'm sorry I called you that word. I am. Okay. It's almost as bad as a man putting his face in a woman's vagina on a stage. Okay. There, I confess.
Yeah. So now, like, the show's now over, and Dorit and Erica are talking to, like, Davis and the other, you know, strippers and everything. And there's like, yeah, well, it was fun. David goes, like, one of them goes, you guys were living. And Dorit's like, we were living. I don't understand. I don't understand gay talk. So David's like, they're all like, thanks for coming and everything. And I goes, yeah, fuck these bitches for leaving early. You know, you guys were great.
Yeah, and Teresa's like, listen, honestly, I'd save this for a little girl on roller skates at a panto somewhere in England. But let me just say, you were brilliant. Brilliant.
I didn't know that there could be such great entertainment without the band Berlin.
She just gets a pie in her face. Piquet, make the panto stop. So they leave, and now in the Sprinter, Sutton's like, well, now that I'm calm, I'm just trying to work through my brain so I can explain it to y'all so it doesn't blow up. And Garcelle's like, too late, and Erica's not even here.
So they're all worried that Erica's going to lose her mind. So Dorit and Erica show up, and Dorit's like, gee, don't tell me they've been waiting in the van the whole time, just like Berlin the other week. I mean, that would shock me. I mean, are you kidding me, ladies?
Well, she's sitting in there like Judge Judy. Can we please have a flashback of what I told Sutton off that time?
And we get a flashback to 2021 where she goes,
"You be quiet, Miss Small Town. Miss, I'm worried about my motherfucking reputation. You shut up."
I would love it if Judge Judy were at this show, because Judge Judy would just be sitting there banging her like, "Hey, hey, stop it. You don't do that. You don't do that on a show. Stop it."
I'll piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
So Erica comes in. She's like, "Okay, what's going on? What happened?" And Dorit's like, "Oh, she was offended." And I was like, "Oh, were you really offended, Sutton?"
"Well, I mean, it was spread eagle. You were spread eagle. Your legs were there, and there was a head, and it was in your crotch."
And then we see a flashback 1 hour earlier of all this happening. And then Sutton, Erica's like,
"Oh, my God, that was just my oldest dance partner in the world forever, for forever. We've been together for forever, me, dancing Erica, you know me, old showman Erica."
"Well, it was just too much for me. I mean, I was into the eagle woman, but not into the spread eagle woman, okay?" So Erica's like, "Well, we were going to Magic Mike. We knew what we were going into, and you know what? I'm not going to let this smile and this joy get diminished. I am smiling, right? How do you smile? Is that like empathy? I just don't understand it."
"Look at this smile on my face."
It's like, "Erica, you are.
You're never going to take this smile away."
You're frothing, Erica. Erica, you just crinkled your nose. No, you're not smiling yet.
"They want to put this picture on a plastic bag at a convenience store, so smiling."
Erica should just have one of those things they put in bathrooms where it's like, "How'd we do today?" You know, you hit like this, it's like this three smiley faces. Just like, I just don't like the give mediocre a fighting. Fuck each one.
That was funny though. It's like, "You're not gonna take this smile off my face. Like, you have not smiled once, ma'am. Okay."
I know. So and everyone's like shocked because Erica is like not getting into a fight with Sutton right now. Everyone's like, "Who is this Erica right now?" Because Erica gave up fighting for Lent, in case you missed it last week.
Well, Erica's fighting has always been, I don't know what they're so surprised about, because I find that Erica's always like this until she's not.
Yeah.
There's just that moment where she decides, "You know what? They're saying I'm boring this season, so I'm going to yell at somebody." But that always comes at the most random times. Like, whenever you think Erica should be mad, she's not mad. But then when you think she shouldn't be mad, she's like, "Fuck you, stupid bitch, and how dare you talk about my son? You don't know what I'll go through in mine."
So then Dorit's upset because she's like, "You know, guys, they really paid special attention to us, and they gave us those front row of a balcony, and then all of a sudden they see 80% of us famous ladies are gone and half the night. That's just not coin to the guys.
Basically, they look at us and they said, your group was robbed. 80% of your group is robbed. So I told PK's filed it with the insurance. Let's not tell anybody we found you on the van.
It was almost as if we as a group had been put into a handbag at the front of a cart and were walked around Walmart. And then when the strippers looked down, we were gone.
Sutton leaves the theater in a hoof, by the way, and then just doesn't come back. I mean, what kind of manners is that? Miss Manners herself. Toughen up, Buttercup.
Dorit saying toughen up, Buttercup. It looked like she was debating. Am I going to say this? Am I going to say this? I'm going to do it.
Toughen up, Buttercup. Oh, that was a lot. Well, I got really upset, you know, seeing y'all like that on the stage.
And Crystal's like, how do you feel about the fact that we didn't get upset, though? And I'm serious. Like, does that change how you feel? And Erica's like,
am I smiling?
I mean, it's an honest question. Did it change how you feel, Sutton? And she goes, no, actually, that's a very good question. She goes, because, like, I've been married for 20 years. She's been married for 8 years yesterday. She's been together for 30 years. I mean, how do you feel about the fact that I just said a solid 10 seconds worth of words strung together and they weren't edited out of the show? Well, anybody else grateful? Thank you. Thank you.
I just said a sentence that was longer than anything I said the past two episodes, okay? And while I did that, I reminded you that we basically have had second, third, fourth, fifth dates, just like years and years of dates. So Dorit's like,
and I guarantee that our husbands won't even care, especially if you've given them a nice tall can of Pringles.
So Kyle's like, Mo would never care.
You want to see my husband get a boner? That's how to do it.
He's going to Magic Ruffles XXL.
Magic Doritos Cool Ranch. Listen, you can't fit it on the side of the bus, but I've never seen PK with a bigger chub.
You should have seen when they lowered that dill pickle kettle chip from a rope from the ceiling, how he just laid there and let it rot last right on his tongue.
Okay, so Kyle's like, well, Mauricio would never care, you know, and he wouldn't care that I was up there with some man licking whipped cream off me. So really, I don't think that Sutton should be offended either. And Sutton's like, well, I'm sorry, I had a visceral reaction, okay? It was visceral.
It's okay. Just, and I've calmed down. Kyle's like, I'm going to take it that you've never watched porn with your husband. But hold on 1 second. Let me call up Mauricio and say, hey, Mauricio, remember the time we watched porn? Also, do you know I've got like 5 tattoos? Bye. Boo.
I love that they act like they're all so sexually liberated. Do you remember when Erica came on the show, how they all freaked out and Lisa Rinna wouldn't even talk to her because she's like, I have seen your videos.
Yes.
They were the opposite of.
They were horrified.
They were all horrified and like slut shaming Erica and all this stuff. And now they're like, oh my God, this is like totally how we are now.
Garcelle's like, I mean, Sutton's had to have had sex, right? I mean, did she have a stork? Sutton's like, actually, I did. You can pay a lot of money for a stork.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
It's almost that magical time of year.
Speaking of, what's your favorite Christmas story, Ben?
Hands down, The Grinch.
Same.
It cracks me up that he hates all the merriment.
Right, and he steals everyone's presents.
But then it's like so heartwarming at the end when like the whole town is still singing and he realizes that there's more to Christmas than just gifts.
Oh, I know. It hits me right in the feels.
Best part is, Wondery has a new podcast starring The Grinch. And I think there's someone who wants to tell you more about it, Ronnie.
It's me, the Grand Poobah of Bah Humbug, the OG Green Grump, the Grinch. From Wondery, 'Tis the Grinch Holiday Talk Show is a pathetic attempt by the people of Whoville to use my situation as a teachable moment. So join me, the Grinch. Listen as I launch a campaign against Christmas cheer, grilling celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. Your family will love the show. As you know, I'm famously great with kids. Follow 'Tis the Grinch Holiday Talk Show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So then they get back and they go to this restaurant, Fuhu, and Erica, they're talking about it more because it's Beverly Hills, you know, and Beverly Hills will take one little thing and make 30 hours out of it. It's like Sutton got offended at a stripper and now they're going to talk about it for 7 weeks because that's a show. That's just how it rolls.
Yeah, they had to go to a restaurant called Fuhu because if they told the cast we're going to go someplace to get food, they never would have gone. So like, we're going to get Fuhu. We're gonna go foo, guys. Like, okay, cool. So they get there and Erica's like, well, we didn't even get to see any penises. And Garcelle's like, I mean, if that was a strip club, I'd want my money back.
So they sit down and they order it, and Sutton's like, I know I get very passionate, and Erica, I just want to apologize to you. I am really, really sorry. She's like,
oh, you know what? Thanks. It's all good. Like, who gives a fuck? Not me. I give zero fuck. Let me look at this smile.
I don't know who this Erica is, but this is not the Erica that we're used to. I mean, look at her. She's literally putting fingers on the side of her mouth and trying to lift those lips up. It's amazing.
And Kyle's saying, where's the yelling, snarling, finger-pointing Erica Jane? I was not expecting this reaction.
So, okay, so what's the plan? Okay, wait, why am I asking what the plan? It's my trip. So they're talking about what the plan is tomorrow. So Garcelle's going to have lunch with Oliver. And Dorit's like, oh, gee, that's nice. I was going to ask about Oliver. Will they ever do a sequel? I love that little cat.
I'm not talking about Oliver and Company. I'm just talking about my son, Oliver, but appreciate that reference.
Lisa, can I have some more?
Not Oliver Twist.
I just love the way he breaks down headlines.
Not John Oliver.
just my son, Oliver.
Well, Piquet even sometimes likes him in his martinis. Okay, those are just all street. Just shut the fuck up. Sit this one out. Okay. So Erica's like, is he divorced? Yeah. And Gracel says that no, they're almost done, but they're still through the divorce process. And Sutton's like, well, you've had a lot of moments with your boys, and you've handled it so well. You know, I remember some of the times I've had with my children. One of my sons was late to, I found out he was late to work to put stuff in a vending machine when I was teaching him what poor people work like. And when I found out, I stood up in the middle of the restaurant and I said, you will absolutely not give cut a leg of anybody. And I stormed out of that Carino's and I've never been the same. You know, so we're basically the same. Good mothers.
And then we have a flashback of Garcelle talking about Oliver's his struggles with addiction and everything, and you know she says she doesn't mean she doesn't cry sometimes, but you know at night think about it, you know, yada yada. And Dorit's like, well, gee, nobody's perfect, Garcelle. I mean, look at PK. Nobody's. I guess if I'm talking about PK, I would say nobody's charming. Not everyone's charming, right? But you did your best. You did your best, and you showed love, and you show love. And by the way, forgive me for speaking out of turn, but I know a little bit that you've told me, and you've had some hardships with Roberto. That's his name, right? Your son. Anyway, I think that he's going to have a wonderful day tomorrow, doing whatever he does here in Las Vegas. Someone please interrupt me. I have no idea who I'm talking about anymore.
Well, I don't feel comfortable talking to the women about my kids because of the way they treated them last year. And then we see the flashback to last year of Kyle being like, oh my God, you guys, do you remember when, did you guys hear when Erica said, and I think it was to the 14-year-old son of Garcelle's, when she said, shut the fuck up. And Mauricio's like, yeah, yeah. I love that she did that.
And we come back. Yeah. And Garcelle's basically like, I don't want to have a conversation with these people because about my kids, because I don't feel like it's a safe space still. So then we see like a long shot of Sutton trying to eat a fishball, and they're all just staring at her while she tries to like basically chop it in half with her teeth. So it's visceral.
And Crystal's like, yeah, I'm starting to see why there's no second date ever.
I am on the board of American Ballet Theater. Okay, I will not be seen chewing on a ball. So then Kyle, since Rin is not there, Kyle's like, guys, I have a game to play. And I was like, oh my God, I thought we didn't have to do this anymore without Rinna.
I know, the back of the cards, the image is just a Rinna wig. She's still in the game, people. She's still in the game. So what's your favorite song to fuck to? Oh my gosh. Crystal picks Al Green because she's married to an old person.
Let me say that sense.
Nothing says you're married to a senior citizen than picking Al Green.
Let me say that since we directed The Lion King.
What's your song? Mine is hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us have it your way.
Mine.
Boner. Instant boner. I got it just from singing that.
Mine is we are the world. We are the children. I mean, if you don't get a boner from all those musicians coming together, then are you a full-blooded male? I don't think so.
That's actually creepy because you had the word children in yours. Creepy. Okay, Bims. You're like, no, never mind. I believe the children are our future.
No. Kids. What's wrong with kids today? Just you wait and see. That's double bad because it's just right, inappropriate. Right. And it's Bye Bye Birdie. Who has sex to Bye Bye Birdie? But by the way, actually along those lines, Dorit goes boys to men. By the way, Dorit having sex to boys to men, what is she having sex to? Motown Philly?
Motown Philly's back again. Oh, there's a little PK action. It's so hard to say goodbye to a can of Pringles. Ooh, PK.
I wish I knew some Boys to Men song. I would join you, but...
Because we've come to the end of PK. Oh, yes.
We've come to the end of the tube, and he's still slinging it back. Don't get crumbs in his mouth, don't get crumbs in.
I'll make love to you, cause you asked me to, and I really don't have anything else to do. PK.
PK.
I'm down on bended PK.
Sutton's like, I got one. Kenny G, Somewhere in the Middle. That's a great song.
Kenny G.
Come on.
Who even knows the names of Kenny G songs? Kenny G songs.
I don't know Somewhere in the Middle, so that's ringing no bells.
He has one. He has that one famous song. But that's how you call it. That's how you distinguish Kenny G songs. You go, but then they all sound the same. And then it just sort of,
yeah.
I'm like, I like Candy Dulfer. She's another. She was like the only other like smooth jazz saxophonist that had like a top 40 song.
So now the question is, would you guys
look it up, everyone?
I'm trying to wait for the end so I can move on.
Everyone, but, well, that will be like,
one sweet day.
It's over. It's over, Ronnie. That's it for Boys to Men songs.
So the next question is, does it turn you on to get watched while you're banging? And Garcelle's like, I would be okay being watched, but I think I'd like to watch.
You know,
I also like watches. I don't know why we're talking about watches. This.
You know who I want to watch me? Boys to Men! I want to have sex in front of all the Boys to Men and even a Bellevue of DeVoe. That's my kink.
So Garcelle's like, well, I don't want the person in the room watching me. Like, okay, well, how else are they going to watch you? And Dorit's like, she'd want to peep into me. Garcelle's by the window every night, just taking off her shirt.
How many days a week do you have sex?
Not enough.
And Kyle's like, Sutton, I mean, okay, your answer would be, and she goes, well, if I had a person in my life and not some desultory stripper in my vagina, it'd be twice a day. I was like, what?
Everyone's like, what? Yeah. Everybody was like, wait a minute. It's like, I know y'all think that I'm a prude, but I would really have sex two times a day if I could. Now, by sex, you mean letting my husband rifle through my purse for his pizza orbits. Am I right?
So Kyle's like, you know why I think she got so upset at Magic Mike? Because it was making her want it. Ha. Huh? So then Chris, next question. What is the best compliment you've ever received? So Crystal goes, that I have perfect nipples. Everyone's like, whoa, okay. Okay, Crystal.
And Sutton's like, yep, I got good nipples. Andrea says, ooh, I didn't expect that. And Crystal just has a serious face. And she's like, you should expect it. And then,
Crystal, out of nowhere in her confessional, goes, Dorit, how would you know what a perfect nipple looks like? You haven't seen a real body part in 10 years. I was like, whoa, that just came out of left field. I was like, wow, drive-by shooting right there. Wow.
Like, Crystal really says nothing, and then she just comes out with a nice low ball.
Like,
and I was like, let's go.
I was like, whoa, we're in a stupid funny game section out of nowhere. Crystal slams the ball.
So then they bring this gigantic ice cream sundae over with like 30 scoops of ice cream and 19 different cones. And you guys, who ordered this? Don't bring something that'll melt. You know, first of all, it's triggering to anybody with this much Restylane in their face. And then second of all, it's just going to make the dessert look bad because no one's going to eat that.
And also, it didn't even make sense with whatever they were eating. Like, what, you know, we see what they're eating. They're eating sort of like upscale, like Asian bistro food. Like, I guess maybe even trending Japanese. Then all of a sudden, this basically Vermonster comes out with like five cones upside down, whipped cream everywhere. I was like, who did this? What prank is being pulled right now?
Yeah. So now we're on to what sex toys do you own? And so it's like, oh, I have a lot. I just got one named Avi. You met him, right?
And Dorit's like, I'm so confused. I mean, I'm generally so confused, but I'm more confused than usual right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they get back up to the room and go back to bed. And Dorit's like, whoa, Kyle, you've been a real bundle of laughs today. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm fun. When was I not fun? I even let that guy lay me down on the damn bar. I had whipped cream on me. I had calories on me.
Yeah, remember when I was put up there instead of Sutton? Are these walls thin enough for her to hear that? I hope so. So then, and then there's like more silliness as everyone's getting ready to go to bed. Garcelle's scratching Sutton's back. And then Sutton's scratching Garcelle's back. And
they're making sex sounds. Like, oh my God, yes, yes.
And Dorit's...
yes.
I love a back scratch. That would be me. And so then Dorit is like, Dorit's still mad about the whole thing that happened at the show. And she's like, I think that tonight is BS. And Kyle goes, well, I think that she was like embarrassed. And it just like made me sad that I couldn't witness the full embarrassment. Like I missed half it because I was on stage getting whipped cream put on me sudden.
And she's like, yeah, you know, I think that cocktails make you get a little overly warmed, I guess. And Dorit's like, listen to me. Cocktails can make you let loose. But if that's cocktails, then maybe she should be the one to stop drinking.
So then everyone's getting into their bed. And it's so weird. I can't imagine what it's like to be on these shows, like get dressed, like get undressed into your pajamas or whatever you're going to wear and get into bed. And then you're just like doing your nighttime rituals. And there's just like someone standing there just recording you. That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Well, you know, I have my OnlyFans webcam running all night, so I know how that feels. I've found the kink of people who just like someone lying there cuddling a body pillow and then turning from side to side all night long and occasionally on their face. Some people are into it.
So, yeah, so they're all just sort of like, they just basically all go to sleep. So now it's the morning and it's 6 a.m. and Kyle goes down to the gym. And she says, the old me would have never gone to the gym in Las Vegas. I would be exhausted and hungover looking for room service. But now I'm like laying there awake since 5 a.m. and like, why wouldn't I exercise? What would I have thought of? Like, what would I have thought of the new Las Vegas, Kyle? She's annoying. She's annoying.
Well, it's you're finally catching up to our opinions. Yeah. So that's good. That's something about Las Vegas.
Yeah. Sobriety lets you see things more clearly, so, I guess.
Yeah. So,
by the way,
what are they doing today? They're vacuuming. They're doing some kind of construction in this Airbnb. I think that's what's going on. Or killing somebody and dismembering them. I'm not really sure. But if you hear the noises, that's what's been going on this week.
I also just want to point out, this has nothing to do with your Airbnb, that everyone on this cast went to sleep at like 12:15 in Las Vegas. And I'm sorry, that is very early for Las Vegas. And then Kyle is like complimenting her. She's patting herself on the back for waking up early and going to the gym, which is very impressive. I have to admit, that is impressive. I would never do it. Everyone else wakes up at 7 a.m. and they're all like sitting around at 7 a.m. for breakfast. I'm like, what are you guys doing waking up at 7 a.m. in Las Vegas? And it's also like not that much later than Kyle waking up. So in the end, it's like not actually as impressive what Kyle's doing.
Yeah. So Erica's like, well, I walk out here because I woke up early. And who's in a full gym look with a Birkin? Good God. What is this? She needs a Birkin to work out and hold on the cash or what?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Kyle is literally working out with a Birkin bag next to her.
And Dorit's like, well, according to Kyle, everyone and everything needs to work out. She's fat shaming her birthday.
I mean, how miserable do you have to be on vacation on a girls' trip to Vegas? So you're setting the alarm for 5:30 to go work out in a gym.
And Kyle, you know, Kyle's like, guys, I almost had whipped cream in my mouth, so I had to wake up half an hour earlier to get a longer workout.
Now, this is my favorite things that friends do. When you're doing something healthy for yourself, but your friends are turning it that you're doing, like you become an alcoholic. It's like
we're upset at ourselves.
She stopped drinking and they're like, I'm so worried for Kyle. What is Kyle doing? She's working out in the morning. Should we have an intervention? Like they're getting really serious. And Erica's like, well, I mean, she's also not drinking at all. She goes, are you deliberately trying to torture yourself? I mean, she's living in extremes right now. She's hyper. It's not sustainable.
Ladies and gentlemen. Well,
neither are Snickers bars. I still eat them. Well, not everything has to be sustainable. Can we just stop that?
Yeah, no, but you're totally right. Like, because whenever I have a friend who's like really getting into shape, I'm so mad just because I'm not doing it. You know, like it's ultimately just projection, right? You're like, damn it. Fuck them.
But yeah, so, but they're all really upset at Kyle right now. And so Sutton, so now they're eating food. Sutton's eating bacon. She's eating her vacation bacon because she only eats bacon on vacation, which I forgot about. And then Kyle comes back from the gym and they're like, oh, well, she is the person who actually worked out, huh? I bet you think you're cool.
Oh, look, it's Perky Berky.
What's she called? Perky Berkins.
And so Kyle's like, how's everybody feeling today? I went to the gym. That's like an unbelievable gym in this place, you guys. Like, legit professional. And Garcelle's like, I'll never see it.
Okay, well, now that it's 7:15 in the morning and almost no one is awake except for Kyle, who's sitting there pulling a sweaty towel out of a Birkin bag, I have something on my mind I just want to share. So last night when we were sitting at the table and we were talking about Oliver, my son, for those who are not paying attention, you know, I felt disingenuous for myself because I feel like what I really wanted to say is fuck all of you. And then what I really want to say after that was, I wish I was never here. And then what I want to say after that is, fuck you all again. But then what I really wanted to say was, I just don't know if I trust all you guys with my family.
You know, I know you said some nice things over there, but just tell me the truth. I think it's because I'm still a little bit upset with the laughing and all that stuff that happened last year. And she's like, Kyle apologized and Erica apologized. And then we see 2 weeks earlier at the healing retreat when Kyle apologized. Mm-hmm. And 1 year earlier when Erica's like, well, I'm sorry, I guess. Now, please take this genuine smile as a form of compensation.
I understand how you feel according to these rules of empathy. I think it's working. Now let me put on your
whatever
shoe.
Whatever that is.
Oh, I don't have to literally do that? Never mind.
So, yeah, we see the cut back to that. And she's like, Dorit's like, well, I didn't laugh at Jax. And Garcelle's like, I know you said that, but I just feel like I want to protect my family and I still want to protect my family from this. And Dorit's like, oh, she's saying she doesn't trust us with her family when we talk about her kids.
And Garcelle's like, thank you. And so Dorit is all upset because she's like, well, I thought whatever issues I had with Garcelle, like those were all resolved and everything seemed okay. So now Garcelle, like, you know, it's hurtful. It makes me feel angry. It feels like we're going back and everything. So Dorit is making herself the victim in this situation where she did the wrong thing.
And so Garcelle's like, yeah, I can't trust this group with my family right now. And Erica's like, let's say, yeah, well, Jax and I have been going through some stuff. And if I'm in this group, I want to feel like my, you know, I would want to feel like you guys want to protect your kids too. Like if I was somebody that came after your kids, you know what I mean? And Kyle's like, okay, yeah, 1,000,000%. We get it. And Dorit's like, but what has to happen, Garcelle? I mean, it's been over a year. Well, so is your robbery, mm-hmm. and you're going to have a whole season about your trauma or whatever. And guess what? I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I'm saying you should. Mm-hmm. It takes as much time as it takes.
Yeah.
You take your time with that, and she takes her time with this. I don't know why you need to argue about it. Sometimes it's just okay to say, okay, I understand you and I support you.
I do think it's so hard. I will say this. I think Garcelle is well within her rights to like withhold and not feel like it's a safe space. I do think it's kind of strange to announce it. To be like, by the way, I still don't feel comfortable sharing stuff with you guys. For me personally, maybe it's just the way I operate. If I didn't feel comfortable sharing stuff with the group, I just wouldn't share that stuff and I'd move on. And then later on, when I feel more trusting, then I will share more stuff. I don't think I have to like let people in on how I'm feeling. I don't think even Garcelle was being fake the night before. She gave like a surface level update on Oliver and that was it. And she kept it moving. There's nothing fake about that.
I think what it is my guess is that the resolution last season was at the reunion. So all this stuff had happened with her son. Erica yelled at him at a party, but then it turned into all this online bullying where bots were hired and bots came after this kid and no one really did anything to stick up for this kid. And then they went to the reunion where Diana claimed that she was hiring somebody to find the whatever of these bots. And then it's just never mentioned again because Diana was fired off this show. And so I think this is Garcelle's way of being like, this was the storyline that happened last year. And it ended up being a real fucking trauma for my kid. It was more than someone just yelling at my kid at this party. It turned into a lot more, and it still makes me feel weird around you guys, like the whole reaction to that. So I think she's kind of trying to rehash that for an ending to that story, but it's being taken so literally as, I can't talk to you about my children. I think it's coming off a little awkwardly, but I think that's what we're going for here.
I think that Garcelle's struggling. I think that Garcelle's all about transparency. And I think that sometimes people feel like it's really like, if you don't say what's on your mind at all times, you're not being transparent, which I guess maybe is true. But I think that for me, transparency is more like when I tell you something, it's totally truthful and there's nothing there to hide. And I think that you can be totally transparent, but you can also choose, it doesn't mean you have to share every single thing. Right. And I think that she's probably struggling with the idea of trying to be a transparent person. But at the same time, have some sort of protection for her children. So either way, so she says this stuff. So Dorit is very, very offended. Instead of just saying got it. Well, it's a shame. She could even say she shouldn't say anything. She should just say, got it, actually. There's nothing really she should say beyond that. And just let Garcelle come to her rather than trying to force Garcelle to be more comfortable, because that's not how you make people comfortable,
Yeah. So Garcelle's well, listen, you can't put a time on it, okay? And Dorit's well, listen, Garcelle, you've known us for 3 years. You know people. I mean, if they're good people and if they're bad people. And Garcelle's oh, I'm not saying you're a horrible person. I think you're taking this wrong. And Erica's
well, how friendship moves forward, everybody has to come to a place where they say, okay, we all give as much of a fuck as the next one to us. We all have to give the same amount of not giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Son's well, and if you're hurt, it might take time. Sort of if you've been exposed to vulgar behavior the night before, it might take a few days before the images get out of your head. That's all.
And Sutton's telling us, well, I understand why Garcelle feels like this, because when you watch your husband making fun of a child and you don't say anything, you're just as responsible. So Dorit's what the hell? I didn't do anything, but her husband did. And we see a clip of PK being a little asshole, as usual. Mm-hmm. And Sutton just being oh, PK.
Right. And Dorit's to say I don't trust you with my kids, I mean, that to me, it hits right to my heart. Look at my heart. It's being hit right now. And so Garcelle's I feel like you're making me feel like I need to apologize to you for how I feel because you're so hurt. Which is right. Dorit's doing that thing where Dorit did something wrong. Garcelle's reacting to it. She's expressing her reaction. And now Dorit is offended by how Garcelle reacted to Dorit's initial wrongdoing.
Don't turn it around on me now. And she's no, but that's what it feels like, Dorit. She's to say that, listen, I don't trust that your feelings about my kids are genuine. It's hurtful. Just what I'm the one who's hurt here. So Kyle's okay, I understand that. And we apologize for that. And we don't need to apologize again. And Dorit's just because you shared your feelings, I'm sharing my feelings. Aren't we sharing feelings?
Garcelle's okay, I'm going to shower. And Kyle's that it's not fair. It's not fair. I'm well, she's allowed to shower too. And Erica's what's going on? I don't know. Are we empathizing right now? We putting on each other's shoes? What's this? What's going on? Okay, hold on. All right. Does this make it better? Put on a smile on my face, holding it up with my fingers.
So Garcelle's this is the problem with Dorit. She talks, but she doesn't listen. And she takes things and then she makes them personal and then she becomes a victim. And that's why she has to walk away, And Dorit's well, I still withhold when I feel something. And I want to say something and it comes from my heart and I won't say it. And it's okay. We'll take the time. We'll take the time. And Garcelle's geez, how did we get here? What the hell just happened?
Yeah. And so she leaves. And so now it seems the next...
I honestly don't even understand the sentence I just read.
What?
But let's keep going. Sometimes I don't even understand my notes. But that's a Beverly Hills fight. Man, they really go over it so many times that I'm what are we even talking about anymore?
Yeah.
Who's mad?
So, yeah. So now there's a new fight. Because I was wondering, after the Magic Mike stuff happened, I was why is this episode still going? And I was oh, This is the new thing. So now Garcelle and Dorit are tense again, and we're going to see how it all plays out next week. But in the meantime, thanks everyone for being here. I don't know how we got this much content out of an episode that not a huge amount happened, but what did happen was very funny to me. I was laughing this entire episode. I really loved it. So thanks everyone for being here. We still have Southern Charm, a big, exciting, supersized Southern Charm to talk about. Maybe not exciting, but it is big. It is long. It is like...
It's very tall.
Southern Charm XXL.
Like everybody on that cast.
It's tall. It's tall. Stuff happens. Anyway, thank you all for being here, and we will catch you on the next episode. Bye!
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My Favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We Love Him Madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
We Want to Hang with Liz Lang.
The Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give Him Hell, Miss Noel.
She's the Queen Bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, Out of a Cannon, Anthony.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Cotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.